All right, so we've been discussing this article by Rav Schachter about Mesorah, which deals with the transmission of the Torah. So the basic idea we studied up till now, we said that up until the time of Rabin and Rav Ashi, they were the Chachmei HaMesorah. They're one status, and then afterwards everything changes. And so based on what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, that up until then, even though the Mishnah had been written, they were still teaching Torah orally. So they have one Getter, and then I'm cutting through a lot of it, but we said that that Rav Shech says he heard from the Rav, there's one of the people that's called a kofrer is a person who's machish magideh, somebody who undermines or contradicts the transmitters of Torah. So that applies to any of the Chachmei HaTalmud. So if a person says that, you know, that they were defective in their personalities, their thoughts, and things like that, so he's machish magideh. And then yesterday I touched on this piece, there's a famous drasha the Rav had about Korach, you know, the common sense revolution. He gave it an address to the RCA in the 1970s, and I'm making this a little bit short, but Korach, he takes people and he says, you know, Bayit Malei Sfarim, is it Chayav Mezuzah? If I have a house that's filled with Sifrei Torah, is it Chayav Mezuzah? He says, you know, a talit shekul tcheled, I have a garment that's completely made of tcheled, is it chayev with the blue thread on the tzitzis? And Moshe Rabbeinu said yes, and so Mela, he says, that's ridiculous, the Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have commanded this. So he says, so what's so terrible, so it's not great that he did that, why is he, you know, he gets swallowed up in the earth, what's the horrible avla, you know, that he did it? So he says it represents, he was undermining, like, the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in Hachinami, Korach said that kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim is true. But why are they all kedoshim? It's because of all the effort of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah. He led them. He prayed for them. And through all of his efforts, that's why they had what they had. And that's why, like because there was a mezuzah, which represents the leader at the door. Therefore, you could have the Bayit Malei Sfarim. All right, I want to get to what we're doing today. So the Rambam in his Hakdama says, this Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. He says, Kol mitzvot shenitnu l'Moshe b'Sinai b'firushan nitnu. All the mitzvot that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu were given with their explanations. V'ha'Torah v'mitzvah, Torah zu, Torah shebichtav, v'mitzvah zu nevkei Torah shebal peh. So he refers to Torah u'mitzvah. Torah is the written Torah, and mitzvah is the oral Torah. V'mitzvah shepirush toluk tavah, l'tzivabah l'zakenim, l'yoshua l'shar kol Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu directed the oral Torah to the zakenim, the elders, to Yeshua, and the rest of the Jewish people. V'elazar u'pinchas v'yoshua shlashtam kiblu mimoshe. Elazar and Pinchas, his son, Yeshua, they all received from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, this is the words of the Rambam, Yeshushu Tamiru Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yeshua, who was the Talmud, the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shebal Peh, V'tzivo Olah. He gave over the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rav is asking, or Rav Schachter is asking, how do we understand this? What is the Rambam saying? First he's saying he gave over the Torah Shebal Peh to Elazar, Pinchas, Yeshua, the Zakenim. Everybody studied by Moshe Rabbeinu. And then afterwards he writes, he gave the Torah Shebal Peh only to Yeshua. How is that possible? He gave the Torah, he teaches everybody Torah, then he says, no, he's only giving it to Yeshua. So he says you have to say that there's two inyanim. There are many Talmidim that studied by Moshe Rabbeinu, and in fact all of Klal Yisrael, but only Yehoshua received the Mesorah, and he was one of the Baalei Mesorah. All the others came in, they would get a Chachmei Mesorah, but Yehoshua was like one of the Baalei Mesorah. And he proves it also, he mentions about Achia HaShiloni, was also one of the leaders. So Achia HaShiloni was a youngster at the time of Exodus from Egypt, and he studied by Moshe Rabbeinu, but then the Rama mentions him as one of the Baalei Mesorah after David HaMelech. So you see that there's two different things. So he says, to be considered one of the Baalei Mesorah, it's not enough that Talmidim successfully take in a lot of halacha. So I study halacha A, halacha B, halacha C, D, E, F, and G. I know all these halacha that I studied from a Rebbe. I also need to get his hashkafa, and he used the words velten and shawung. In other words, his whole outlook on life. That's what I have to absorb from the Rebbe, and in order to be one of the Chachmei Mesorah. So he says, and without that, despite the success in the Talmud and studying one different aspect or different aspects, he's not one of the Baalei Mesorah. And a number of times in his drashas, the Rav complained that despite the fact that he was able to give over Torah to his Talmidim, he himself feels that he wasn't successful to give them his feelings and his hashkafa on life. In other words, like if, in other words, when you're giving over the Torah to a Talmud, it's not just like I have halacha be halacha see. I study that. I mean, you want to give it all. Like what I've heard it said, not from here per se, is the ideal is that the Talmud is able to say this is the way my Rebbe would rule in this case. In other words, he's able to look at the whole thing. This is what the Rebbe would say in a situation like that. That's the ultimate learning. And I'll wrap it up with this piece over here. He says in a footnote, he says in the summer, after the death of the Rav's wife, which I think was around 1967, so the Rav gave different shiurim to Talmidim in Boston, and he began to study Likutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya, and he stopped. He didn't continue on with it. So one of the Baal HaBatim asked him, why is he not continuing? He said that he feels that a number of the Talmidim are not interested in it, and he said in this language, they're just interested in what I have in my head, they don't are not interested in what I have in my heart. In other words, like they're not taking in the fullness of who and what he was, you know, to give it over. So that's the idea that, you know, there's the difference, you know, you could be a Talmud and a Talmud and a Talmud, and even with the Rav, you know, he had many people who studied with him, but it doesn't mean that they were, you know, like really taking in everything that he had to offer. But to be the Baal Masorah, only Yoshua was the Baal Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, because only he took in the whole Velt and Shaon. Okay, any questions? Yeah, comments? Yeah, what's up? He was a Levi. Okay. All right. That's it. Okay.